Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Happy 4th of July weekend. I'm starting to get used to these four-day work weeks. You know, this is one of my favorite holidays. I love being with family, seeing the fireworks, firing up my barbecue, and enjoying a nice cold beverage as I contemplate the world. And boy, don't I have a lot to contemplate right now. Did you know we just finished the worst start to the year in markets since 1970? Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. People around here, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. That's because I run a financial services firm and I'm a partner in our estate planning law firm. Again, happy 4th of July weekend. As I think about this holiday, I think about how lucky I am to be free, free to do just about whatever I want in this beautiful area. But you know what today is also about? It's about your freedom to actually retire when and how you want to. What do I mean? Well, just the other day, I was speaking to one of my clients, Mark. You see, Mark works for one of the local tech companies. And we had developed a financial plan for him and showed how he could spend up to $12,000 a month starting this September when he plans to retire. Right now, he's living on about $7,000 a month, and he wants to start traveling with his wife to celebrate all their hard years of work together, raising their family. You can understand that. He wanted to know if he could spend an extra $2,000 a month to travel. Of course, I said, see the plan. You have plenty of room. You could actually spend $5,000 more a month if you wanted to. Let's put that in your budget. This exercise got me thinking. What I did is freedom for Mark. And yes, it is the 4th of July weekend, and we're celebrating our freedom as Americans, which right now we are so lucky to be able to do. But how great is it that this year, Mark will celebrate another day of freedom. Freedom from having to work another day in his life if he doesn't want to. And guess what? He doesn't want to. Making the decision to finally retire is a very exciting time in your life. But while this is an exciting time in your life, it can also be a very stressful time. Because many people are still haunted by the question that anyone retiring today in this market asks themselves over and over again. And that question is, have I saved enough? Do I have enough money to last for the rest of my life? Well, with inflation at all-time highs, a stock market that has had the worst start in over 52 years, and an election, which you know it's going to be controversial, it's just around the corner. Running out of money in retirement, well, it's a legitimate concern. So do you have enough? How do you avoid running out of money in retirement? Well, today we're going to walk you through your freedom of generating income and having a successful retirement as we celebrate our freedom as Americans. It's all coming up next, so stick around. Now, let's get started. Well, I'm going to say it. We're in a recession. Hate to say it. We are. We're in a recession. Is it going to be a mild one or is it going to be a severe one? That's the big question. The S&P 500 for the week was off 2.2%. Year to date, S&P 500 is off almost 20%, and that is a bear market. And since the year 1950, when the S&P 500 finished down 20% or more for the first half of the year, signaling a bear market, guess what? A recession followed. Dow off 1.3%, year-to-date off 14.4%. NASDAQ, another brutal week for tech owners, down 4.1%. Year-to-date, almost off 30%, and the IFI International Index had a pretty good week, up 5.3%. and year-to-date down 15.6. The 10-year Treasury, this is interesting. 10-year Treasury finished the week off at 2.89%. Remember, we were just at 3.5% in early June, so you're seeing interest rates actually start to go the other way. Oil finished the week off, the year up 43.8%. It is the only asset class that finished positively for the first half of the year. Bonds down 10.1%. Energy, like I said, was the best for the first half of the year, followed by utilities down 2%, consumer staples off 7%, and healthcare off 9%. So why did stocks drop again this past week? Well, as you saw the week ago Friday, we had a really strong day in the market, which shows you cannot try and time this market. When you miss days like that, you miss big recoveries. Well, Monday started to give some of that back because last week we had seen that 6% rally on the S&P. And this week there was a notion out there. Monday we saw yields starting to rise a little bit, but then they started to retrench as the commodity sector, price of oil, started to come down a little bit. Now, what ended up really shaking everybody up was the consumer confidence number that came out on Tuesday. And the headline consumer confidence declined by 4.5 points in June to below 100 at 98.8. Now, that is a 16-month low. So what got hit in this report? Well, consumers' travel plans are being slashed, as you see a lot of airlines canceling amid high gas prices and increasing expensive airfares. Additionally, expectations for income, business conditions, and the jobs market declined to the worst levels we've seen since 2013, i.e. a recession. Most importantly, one-year consumer inflation rate expectations jumped, get this, to 8% in June. That matters a lot because the Fed just said outright, almost, that's the way I read it, that the inflation expectation figures within the preliminary, remember, University of Michigan Consumer Report released ahead of the Fed meeting were the reason behind they hiked 75 basis points instead of 50 basis points. So the market reacted to that consumer confidence inflation number of 8%, and that's why we saw that significant drop on Tuesday in the market. Now, I know some stabilization occurred, but overall, as I just reported, markets were pretty much down for the week. Now, we had Chairman Powell, who you know leads the Treasury. He spoke in Portugal at the ECB event, and he said that the Fed is committed to getting inflation down. Now, he also said, even at the risk of sending the economy into, yes, a recession, as in his point of view, and I don't know if he's speaking for the entire Fed, but his point of view, the bigger risk is high inflation for longer. So according to that testimony, it looks like this is the mission. The mission is to get inflation down at all costs, even if we go into a recession. And of course, it hasn't been called yet because as I reported last week, if you missed it, you got to go back and listen to the market segment where I defined recession and how it gets reported. And I said that it's like looking in the rearview mirror. It's already over. So I'm calling it. We're there. A historical reason to be optimistic for the second half. Now, here's the good news. I'm looking at history. Markets just finished the worst half of the year since 1970. And this is now just the sixth time in history that the S&P 500 has started the year with greater than a 15% decline. Only six times in history. Obviously, this has been a brutal 6 months for most people who invest, and we're not at a point yet where I can say we're at the bottom. That's right, you heard me right. Why is that? Well, because of the three keys to the bottom that I keep talking about each week, and I've been talking about them for months now, which are, first, peak inflation, peak hawkishness. Those go together. We need to see inflation peak. We haven't seen that yet, and we need to see the Fed start to get off that hawkish rhetoric before the first key to the bottom will be realized. Second, the Chinese economic reopening. We have to see their entire market reopen fully without any COVID scares, lockdowns, anything you see going on. There's still lots going on over there, so we're still not there yet. And geopolitical improvement. We have to see the world calmed down a little bit. People are still extremely wound up, obviously, because of what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, with what happened recently in the Odessa port, terrible things going on over there. So until that all sort of works its way out, in my opinion, we haven't hit the bottom yet. So while the fundamentals out there are negative, I want to point to a bright spot of market history. Listen to this. Every single time the S&P 500 has fallen 15% in the first half of the year or more, it rallied in the second half with an average gain of, wait for it, 24%. If we get those three keys to a bottom satisfied or get close to that the second half, then I see no reason why that can't happen again. So for all of you out there who are so fixed on picking the bottom, good for you, good luck, but maybe you'll be right. Where do you get in? Okay. Anyways, Monday, as you know, next week, it's a holiday. We will enjoy a four-day work week, but the market will not be open. It will resume trading on Tuesday. Friday, we are going to have the June unemployment numbers. It's going to be a very important number, followed by hourly earnings. Those are both two key inflationary targets that we will be paying attention to, and we will see what happens. What's going to be one of your largest expenses in retirement that you need to think about if you're trying to build your freedom for retirement plan before you retire? Well, when we come back, I'm going to walk you through what your biggest expenses are going to be and how you can start thinking about them and planning about them right now. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show, Protect Your Assets, hands-free, anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. It's the 4th of July weekend, and we're celebrating your freedom to retire when and how you want to. And that question right now has become very difficult for a lot of people as they're thinking about retiring, as markets just finished the worst first half of the year since 1970. And this is now just the sixth time in history that the S&P 500 has started the year with greater than a 15% decline. And so if you've lost a significant portion of your retirement, now you're thinking about, well, maybe I got to work another year. Well, hopefully we'll change that this morning as we talk about what you can do to change your future. And I got this idea from a client of mine named Mark, who wanted to spend a certain amount of money in retirement. And as we started getting into it, we figured out we could actually spend more than he was thinking about. And so I thought I would walk you through the exercise that Mark and I did together. And so let me give you some facts and statistics as we get started. Today, a 65-year-old couple can expect for one of you to live past the age of 90. Now, if you're single and you're 65, you can expect to live to age 85. And that's interesting because that's about a 20-year gap or more if you're 65 and planning on retiring to start collecting your Medicare. So how would you provide income for that many years? How much would you have to save? Well, it really depends on how much do you want to spend. So let me give you an example. Let's say your monthly expenses after you take taxes out of your earnings, because as you take money out of your 401k or any of your deferred vehicles, that's going to be taxable. Let's say after taxes, you need about $10,500 a month to live on. Your monthly income, as you add up all your sources, which I would encourage you to do, look at your Social Security. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. There's been some changes there. It was just released, the Social Security report, if you haven't seen it. Monthly income, let's say, from Social Security is $4,500. Let's say you have rents from real estate. You have 401k distributions, even if you're under the age of 72. And as you add all that up, you see you have a gap of roughly $6,000 to create that gross income of $12,000 a month. Now, If you do the math on that, you're going to need about $72,000 a year coming out of your accounts to make up that gap. And so how much do you need in a nest egg to figure that out? Well, here's the formula. You take the $72,000, you multiply it by, say, 4%, and that gives you $1.8 million. Now, you may have that as equity in a piece of real estate. You may have some of that in equity in real estate, some of that in savings accounts, some of that in a 401k. But as you cobble it together, you probably still have it, even though the markets are down. And if you do, again, it's your particular number that you're looking for, then your secret is, how do you protect and preserve that if the market continues to drift down, which it could if you listened to my market segment this morning as I discussed that. If you missed it, then please go listen to the podcast. You can get the Protect Your Assets podcast on anything that you listen to, and we have a market segment specifically designed for you. Next, as I said at the outset of the show, what is the most expensive expense that you're going to run into in retirement? Well, you guessed it. It is healthcare. Even if you're not sick, just paying for your healthcare over your retirement is going to be pretty expensive. And as most of us know, your employer work insurance doesn't go with you. So you're on your own. You have to figure that out. You're going to have to typically apply for Medicare, and then you're going to have to fill out the gap with some sort of insurance, whether it be HMO, PPO, and there's different types of those as well. We do have a brochure on something like that we can share with you if you'd like, but let's look at the numbers on that. A healthy 65-year-old couple retiring in 2021, so this is just projected as of the end of last year, was projected to need, get this, $662,156 for lifetime health care premiums alone. And we're just talking about costs that you're going to spend on your health care if you're a 65-year-old couple. Now, this number doesn't account for long-term care costs. And I'll point out that this $662,000 number doubled since 2018. So healthcare premiums under 65 can be costly. One thing you can do if you're retiring before 65 is you can join ARP, join AARP, and you can do that at the age of 50. And they have a health insurance program that gives you some leverage. If you're looking to do that before you hit 65, once you hit 65, you've got lots of options through Medicare. Like I mentioned, and again, we're more than happy to share those ideas with you as that is something that we can help you with. Now, the other thing you do want to take a look at for your healthcare is your bank and your credit card statements. I would take a look at those and see what you've been spending for the last 2 years before you retire. This will give you a pretty good estimate of what kind of expenses you've had to that point in time on things related to medical. Again, you can use some of the numbers I'm giving you as an example, but I would just say take a look at your own personal expenses there. Now, also, don't forget about your property taxes and your holiday spending. As you know, we pay property taxes in April and December, and all of these numbers need to go into your budget as you prepare for expenses in retirement. And don't forget about the, I'll call it, children versus retirement. You know, do you continue to, you know, give your kids a few hundred dollars a month here or there to help them get through their adult life? That's a really personal question. If it's going to change your retirement, then maybe you don't, because you have worked super hard for this moment, and now's the time to enjoy it while you can, because your health will allow it. Once your health changes, unfortunately, you can't do the things you always wanted to do. So take advantage of that while you can. Do it. Do it now. Long-term care. Well, long-term care is something that we are going to talk about in the next segment, because long-term care costs have gone up, and we will talk about specifically what you are looking at, what types of things are covered, what are the areas where the federal government will kick in and help you, how you can get discounts on skilled nursing facilities, etc. I'll give you the latest statistics on the numbers there and where you can find that. As far as healthcare goes, Take a look at the Social Security website, ssa.gov. There's some really great information right now that just came out about Medicare. Medicare is a program, as you know, that's paid for by the OSADI withdrawal in your paycheck. Goes into our Social Security system, and into, there's a Medicare tax as well on your paycheck when you look at your W-2. Those funds right now has just been reported by the Secretary of Treasury as to what the balances look like and what the history of that program could be here in the future. So if you're concerned about your Medicare, you want to know what's going on, go check out ssa.gov, look up the Medicare segment and the trustees report and see what's going on there. Now, if you're thinking about any of this and you need help laying out a plan on how you could retire here in the next few months, then give us a call. We're here in the studio this morning. I got a few of my co-workers here, Phil, Brett, give them a call. Adrian, go ahead and give us a call, 866-PROTECT. We will set up a complimentary review with you to show you how, like Mark, maybe you could spend a little bit more in retirement than you thought, and you could do it now or in September if you're thinking about leaving work, no matter what the markets have done. So give us a call right now. The number is 866-PROTECT. You can call and speak to a member of my team, 866-PROTECT. Now, coming up next, it is time for our popular They Say segment, where they say long-term care is only about 2.5 years. Find out what the reality is. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. It's the 4th of July weekend, and we're celebrating freedom, your freedom to retire when and how you want to. And I know lately that's been called into question because we just finished the first half of the year. And yes, this was the worst first half of the year since 1970. And this is now just the sixth time in history that the S&P 500 has started the year with greater than a 15% decline. And so I know from a market standpoint, a financial standpoint, you're probably wondering if you still can retire, given the fact your tech stocks or your 401k is down, and you're wondering, can I still do it? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Your freedom to retire. What are some of the big things you need to know about, and how do you plan for those things? And so with that, now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't know.
So here's one they say. They say that the average long-term care stay is only 2.5 years. Is that true? Well, are you speaking about a man or a woman? As you know from the previous segment, we were talking about the biggest expense in your retirement is probably going to be your health care. And as I said last segment, long-term care is not covered in health care, and so if it happens to you, of course that's the question, if it will happen, it's not for sure going to happen, but if it does happen, how long are you looking? Well, according to Genworth, Genworth reports that if you're a man, you're looking at about 2.2 years of long-term care on average, and that cost is, wait for it, this will be, again, in about 18 years from now, so if you need it, about $447,000. And if you're a woman, you're looking at about 3.7 years or a cost of $752,000. Now, this is the one that gets me. If you are unlucky enough to have Alzheimer's or dementia, And again, that can be hereditary. It can be diet related. There's all sorts of things that cause these neurological, I could say it, diseases, which are not funny. I'm not laughing about that at all because it's serious. 8 years. 8 years is the average for something like that. And the cost out there is $1.6 million. So that's significant. And of course, this is something you need to plan for. And if your plan doesn't include long-term care, well, there are different ways to get it. And there are some very great ways that are tax-free that you may have embedded in your retirement plan right now that you just don't even know are there. And you can multiply the benefit quite a bit by insuring those things if that's possible for you. So if you're unaware of any of that, then please reach out and give us a call because we do consider ourselves experts in that area. The number to call, 866-PROTECT. Protect what you love dearly, 866-PROTECT. Now, next, let's talk a little bit about Social Security. Have you figured out how much money you make an hour? Well, it's pretty easy. You just take your gross annual salary and you divide it by 2,080 hours. That's right, if you work 40 hours a week times 52 weeks. So, for example, if you made $75,000 a year, you make about $36 an hour. But I want to make you a proposition, a job offer that's going to pay you a heck of a lot more than what you're making right now. Are you ready for this? What if I said I'll pay you tens of thousands of dollars for an hour of your time? Would you do it? What if I said it could be as much as $100,000 or possibly even more and it will take you about an hour? That's the potential payday that's in store for you for just 1 hour of your time. That's the kind of payday that's out there if you do a small investment of time in your Social Security benefit. It could generate as much as $100,000 or more in additional Social Security income. Now, this got me thinking because I had just pulled up yesterday my Social Security statement to see what's going on. Now, there was a report that was released by Janet Yellen and the crew there, the secretaries of the Treasury. There's a few of them. And they annually do a report where they report on how much money they have in the fund and how much taxes they've collected and what the history and the future of the plan looks like, Social Security, Medicare, things like that. So I was looking over my statement, which, by the way, has changed. I don't know if you've seen them lately, but they change the statements. They look a little different. On the first page of the statement, you will see instead of 62, your next is your FRA. It could be 66, 67, and 70. They changed it. So now it says 62. And how much you would get then. Then it says 63, 64, 65, has all the years and how much you could expect to receive in monthly benefits depending on the age that you start that. Now, I think that's a great idea because it shows you if you wait how much you could collect. And of course, there's always the question, well, will it be there when I start to collect it? I'm going to get into that next. But in any event, that's a great, great tool that now is there for you to see the growth on that money if you don't use it. There's also something that's very important there for survivors. So if you're a Medicare earner and something were to happen to you and you have a minor child or a spouse, how much they would receive from your benefit in the event something happened to you out of nowhere. And don't forget, there's always the one-time death benefit of $255 as well for a spouse or a minor child who's eligible for that one-time benefit. But there are more benefits there, which, again, if you look at the statement, should help you out. There's also a little bit on that first page about Medicare for you to take a look at. And most importantly, what I would encourage you to do as we get into the Medicare discussion and Social Security is go look at page 2 of that report, because now on page 2 at the bottom left, this is where they report your earnings since you started collecting any sort of income. Now, mine goes all the way back to 1981, and I can see there how many earnings I made and so on and so forth. It goes all the way through. But what you also notice is that it starts to change in the mid-2006 area. It starts to report your cap. And what I mean by that is even if you made more than the caps for those particular years, they're just showing the Medicare / Social Security taxable amount. What I mean by that is for last year, that cap was 142.8. And so that's where you'll see your overall gross earnings. And you may say, well, I made more than that. Well, you did probably, but you don't need to pay taxes on that as far as SSI and Medicare go, because they cap you at a certain amount, and that's what they tax you on. And remember, as you start to collect that benefit, you're going to collect less. And that's why it's important, if you're used to spending, say, $200,000 or $300,000 a year, that you have other assets, other income sources to supplement Social Security, because Social Security is not designed, nor, as you read the report, is going to have enough to pay you to sustain your lifestyle if you're used to spending that kind of money. So again, go take a look at page 2, bottom left of your report. Now, how do you get this report? Well, you have to go to ssa.gov, and at the bottom left, you'll see it says Social Security benefit. That's where you click that, and then you can enter some information that only you should know, and then they'll give you a link, and you can get in there and get your report. And this is a really good report. I got to say, there's a lot of great information in here, including a phone number that if you find an error in your earnings history, let's just say they got it wrong, well, now you can take a look at that, and you can find out how to fix it, so you'll get more money when you get ready to start drawing down on your Social Security. So all these little tips are good to help, but there's more. And so when we come back, I'm going to try and show you how you can get up to $100,000 or more of income in Social Security and some of the best ways to think about doing that. It's all coming up next. But if you want to know how to increase the chances of your retirement to more like 96% of success, up to 100%, well, again, when I come back, we're going to talk more about that. But listen, if you want to find out more about Social Security and you want to figure out how to get more out of it, maybe you just are throwing your hands up in the air and saying, okay, this report's great, but I need more. I want to know how with my spouse, how we could play these games, because there are thousands of different ways to do this. We do have a program that does this after we enter in your information, ask you some questions. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give that away, since this is the Financial Freedom Weekend today. I want to help you retire. So call us now, and we'll be more than happy to run that Social Security report for you and show you how you can create up to $100,000 or more in additional income during retirement, which could certainly help you retire in September if that is your goal. Call this number right now to get it. 866-PROTECT. Again, the number 866-776-8328. My team is standing by right now. Go ahead and give them a call. 866-776-8328. When we come back, we'll be talking about increasing your chances of success in retirement. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. It is the 4th of July weekend, and we're celebrating freedom. Freedom to retire when and how you want to this weekend. And I know with the stock market this year, it's been tough. This has been the worst start to the market since 1970. And this is only the sixth time in history that the S&P 500 has been off greater than 15%. And I know that's brutal, and maybe you're thinking about working longer now because your account balances are down, and it's not what it was last year. So if your plans have changed and maybe you're thinking about working longer, well, in a way, that's forcing you to not be free. And so today I'm trying to free up your life, free up some decisions you can make by giving you some information that you need to know to be prepared for retirement so you don't get into trouble. Last segment, we started the conversation about Social Security. And so I explained how to get your Social Security statement, which, by the way, has changed. So I would encourage you to go look at it now. The trustee, Janet Yellen, she just released the report, the 2022 report for your benefits. It just came out. And so you may want to go take a look at that and look at your statement and see what it says by going to ssa.gov. And today, as we go through the things you should consider before you retire, one of the main things that you should do is annually evaluate your goals. So even if you are about to retire, don't forget each year to check these things off: your Social Security benefit, catalog all of your accounts in one place so it's easy to find them. Create one password, that's a good one, and change it every 6 months, and make sure that your beneficiaries know where you keep these things and how to find them if something were to happen to you. Also, review your income plan. We talked about that at the top of the hour, how to create an income plan and what are some of the things you need to look at. You need to make adjustments to that all along the way each year, because just like flying an airplane to Hawaii, the weather changes and you have to make adjustments. So be prepared for that. Check your risk on your portfolio. We have something called a portfolio MRI, so we can help you with that and help you rebalance it so it becomes more comfortable for you. And then obviously review your tax situation in November and December. You know, we have a special show where we do just that, and so that will be coming again. But make sure you do these things on a regular basis to increase the chances of success. Now, Social Security, will it be there? That's always the big question that I hear. I'm going to collect it now because it's going to run out. Well, this just came out from the trustees, Janet Yellen being the secretary. This was just released by the Office of the Chief Actuary. They project that the OASI Trust Fund, this is the one that supports your Social Security benefit, will be able to pay the benefits shown on the sheet until 2034. After that, the trust fund reserve will be depleted, and then the income that will be paid from Social Security will come from tax revenue, which at this moment is sufficient to pay 77% of the benefit, declining to 72% in 2096. So there's a gap there. And the question is, how are they going to make up that gap if you're going to start to collect benefits, say, or you're collecting benefits through, say, 2034? That is the big question right now. So previously I was talking about a tool that we have. We have a Social Security Explorer tool that we use where we can dial in your expected life expectancy. You tell us that. We don't know how long you're going to live. We can give you statistics. But anyways, we need your help on that. We need to know your monthly benefits, you and your spouse. And we also need to know what sort of investment rate or returns you're receiving to figure out which benefit you should take. Now, by doing this, by using this tool, the Social Security Explorer tool, we have found that we can increase people's benefits by up to over $100,000. We have clients who have come in and they do it one way and it throws out a certain amount of money. They do it our way and it throws out a much bigger difference that they can put in their pocket. So these are things that we have available to us. We're more than happy to share those with you. But some other things you can do: remember, Social Security is taxable, and so as you start to draw that, if you are single and make less than $34,000, or married filing jointly making less than $44,000, remember 50% of your adjusted gross income will be included on the Social Security tax. So you could be taxed on your Social Security income again. And if you're single making more than $34,000, or married filing jointly making more than $44,000, up to 85% of that Social Security benefit will be part of your combined adjusted gross income. In other words, taxable once again. And that's something you have to look at as you consider which benefit to take. Now, if you use our Social Security Optimizer tool, we've seen people's success rate on their plan go from 76 up to 84% just by increasing the probability of a Social Security drawdown. Now, more importantly, and this is very true right now, as you look at the stock market and you look at your portfolio, maybe it's done things that you didn't expect. And that is your signal that you really need to do the portfolio MRI, because in the portfolio MRI, we can actually see what risk level you're running at and how much money with a 95% probability you're looking at as a drop in the next 6 months or an increase in the next 6 months and what sort of returns you have. We then build that into a plan. And the plan is really your specific roadmap. It maps out your age, your spouse's age, what your RMDs will be when you both reach 72, what sort of taxes you can expect to spend. And the tax team at our office will then get into taxes with you and talk about how you can optimize taxes. Because if one thing the Social Security report is telling us, and another thing we're seeing, is that taxes are going to go up. The Trump tax rules are going to expire. And the taxes that we pay on our income are going to be going up, period. And so if you want to increase your probability of success up to 96 to 100%, then you really need to use these tools to figure out where you stand right now. Because if you don't, you're flying blind. And we've seen by just adding these sort of tools into somebody's plan, we can really do some serious work and help them increase the probability of success in retirement. And more importantly, find out how much money they can spend each and every month without worrying about it. That's really the key to retirement, isn't it? Being relaxed and making sure that you're on track and you're following a plan that not only you believe in, and that's the important part, that you believe in, but you actually see is working. So important. And so you can do that today. You can find out how to build something like this and what sort of tools we have to share with you so you can enjoy all the great things of life. Now, what I'd like you to do right now is I'd like you to picture a day when you don't have to go into work anymore. I'd like you to picture a day when you're standing on the deck of a large luxury liner looking at the azul blue Mediterranean, and your daughter thanks you for making all this happen. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do. Well, it all starts with a conversation. Pick up the phone right now and call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, the number to call right now, 866-PROTECT. You can talk to a member of my team right now by dialing 866-PROTECT. And requesting your own personal complimentary meeting with a fiduciary to find out how you can retire right now. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there answering the phone, Phil, Brett, and Adrian. Thank you guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everyone. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Enjoy your extra day off this weekend and go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.